It's unfortunate what happened at Sheffield Wednesday that day when I look at the challenges that happened that night with other teams, and we get punished for that. So I said at the time I thought it was a poor decision. I still stand by that.
He's someone that when results aren't going great, he's such a difference to you, isn't he, Craig Conway? You can offer that little bit different.
Well, it's different. Being a wide player, there's no room for error, really, being a wide player. You don't get too much space in that wing area. So against Sheffield Wednesday, he done well, scored the goal, and obviously the red card hampered him a little bit. So yeah, he's going to have to get himself back in the side.
How did that system work for you Tuesday night, do you feel?
I thought we played some really good stuff, especially the first half. I thought we were comfortable. And we did have chances to go a couple of goals, you know. And but they're a good side as well. We've got to give them their due. They're at home. They've got a good crowd behind them. And as I said before, the twos are where we are for a reason. But some of the football I thought we played was very good.
Saw Ben Marshall play right back Saturday, left midfield on the Tuesday. Does that just show that the versatility that this lad has got, that he'll play anywhere for you and turn in a performance that is perhaps better than most?
I think that's the beauty about Ben. Actually, he can play in a number of positions at the minute. I thought Jason done well at right back. Ben's passing in the first half I thought was very good in the left side. So he gives you that dilemma where you play him, really, because he is pretty gifted in both areas.
Has Ben Marshall got the ability to play higher, would you say, Paul?
He's got the ability to do it. It won't just be ability alone that will get you. You have a strong mentality to do it. He's got the ability to do it. And he's a very good player, good footballer, good feet, can make things happen. And I don't think there's too many better right backs in the league, if I'm honest.
Well, it's been levelled at him a bit that he's not got electrifying pace, but he's no slouch either, is he?
No, he's not. And listen, one of the greatest players I'd ever seen, Kenny Dalglish, was never blessed with great pace. But his brain was probably about 5 times quicker than everybody else's, which made him one of the greatest players to come out of Scotland. So you don't need to be blessed with magic pace every time. If your brain's quick, then it can get you there quicker.
I know we've talked at length over the last couple of months about things at the club that could do with sorting out, Paul. You mentioned the pitch the other night, which wasn't anywhere near the Nottingham Forest pitch, in your opinion. Does that go to show there is an awful lot at this football club that has to change and has to have a better way of doing things in order to progress? There's not just two or three things, that there could be a big long list of things that need looking at.
Well, as I said, I made that example because the fact's there. Nottingham Forest pitch, the team was voted third in the league behind Middlesbrough and Derby, which indicates, you know, and ours, as I said before, it's no disrespect to the groundsmen here. They work ever so hard. But to get anything better, you need to invest in it. It's just no rocket science. It's just bare-faced fact, that is. And you're right, it could be a long list of what needs to be fixed. But as I said before, you need help in it.